When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm looking to see if this is... Yo, Bill Belichick agreed to do the North Carolina thing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually happening.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. That's...
He was going to be my fraud before 2 o'clock, but...
That's kind of neat,
I actually love it.
Yeah, it kind of makes me interested in college football.
I actually love it. It's Bill Belichick, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of neat. He's like, oh, I'm going to go dominate somewhere else.
Yeah.
Wait till college kids get a load of Belichick.
Well, and here's the thing with the whole college thing. Everybody's worried about him recruiting.
He's Bill Belichick.
Well, coaches don't recruit. Money recruits.
Now, yes.
Yes.
So and what could drive more money than Bill Belichick?
If you got NIL deals, then you'll get players.
Yo, is there an early is there an early bet for North Carolina to win the national championship next year? Throw a couple shekels down on that one.
I don't know who his players are.
I don't care. I don't care. All right.
That will be interesting. At least it'll make college football a little more interesting.
You kidding? Especially for somebody like me who historically I don't care about college football.
Hey, can I just say this about the all-time record? Yes. I know it's there, and it'd be cool if he wanted it and went after it. No one considers Don Shula the greatest coach of all time.
Right.
He has the most wins.
Right.
LeBron has the most points. We know he's not the greatest basketball player of
all time. Everyone considers him the best basketball player of all time.
So I'm just saying. Like Bill Belichick is already considered the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah, but you know what this does?
What?
I had this whole plan of getting Belichick
Eagles.
This offseason and leading a parade down Broad Street.
Why would you get rid of a coach who's...
No, it's done. It's done.
I'm just saying. Nick Sirianni is a pretty damn good coach.
Well, he does have a better winning percentage than Bill, so I totally agree. Yeah.
I think if Belichick succeeds in college football, he will
be
remembered.
He's not winning a national title.
Well, if he
just wins an ACC championship with North Carolina, I think it'll be a great story.
He could be remembered as... the greatest coach of all time. All sports connected.
I agree.
So some big news about a Phillies target happened earlier. We'll get Jack's thoughts on that again with a High Hopes Jackie baseball report in a moment. Going back to the big question today is, okay, now that we've put the personal stuff aside for a moment between AJ and Jalen and Brandon and all that, do you actually want them to throw the ball more with four games left in the regular season? 215-592-9494. VP Kimberly, who I am facing in the fantasy playoffs this week. You are on WIP. What's up, VP?
I am very anxious about playing you, though I will say as much as you threw out that 194-point score this past weekend, I got 188 points. Mm. So
as long as I say 6 points ahead of you, Kimberly, as long as I say six.
You would have beaten me, but it's not... It's not like I'm out there scoring 100 points.
No. Look, I said yesterday when Buzz was on.
Hold on, was that a shot at me?
Well.
No.
I believe that the true championship in our fantasy league is happening between me and you in the first round this week. So just understand that. I think we are the two best teams in the league. So
it's a fair argument.
So I am wishing you the best of luck, though I hope not quite enough luck. So
I heard you yesterday saying how much you hope to kick my butt.
I do. I hope to kick your ass. But I also have great respect for your team, though I plan to kick your ass.
Fair enough. I, as the second highest scorer in the league, I feel your pain, and let's see how it goes. I know we both made some moves this morning, so let's see how it goes this weekend.
Oh, making moves already.
Well, I got denied on my defense waiver claim. I had to make
Okay.
So what do you think of the offense here, Kimberly?
Having nothing to do with AJ's comments or BG or anything. I feel like Ike just sort of said it. I feel like Jalen's in his head. Looking at the stats, every game it's getting a little bit worse. And I think he's just, you know, the more that the passing game is not being successful, the more he gets in his head, the worse it gets. I think it's this cycle. And so I also agree with you, Spike, that it's a pretty long shot right now for us to win the NFC. So, yes, I would like us to throw more. I would like Jalen to remember that he can do this. And I would like us to have some success with the passing game. And then I think that will just build more and more success with the passing game because he will get out of his head.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to wonder whether, and a couple of people I think brought it up Monday, whether the turnover thing was working well, but now has had an adverse effect. Like he is focusing maybe on the wrong thing and being maybe a little too risk averse. And especially when you're talking about how quick everything happens, it's very easy to think quickly and not do something, right? Mm-hmm. To say, I see it, you know, it's a lot easier to not throw the ball than it is to throw the ball. So I think encouraging him when it's there, let it rip. You know, I think
let it rip, tater chip.
Yeah, let it rip. So I hope so.
I think often it seems like there was potentially a passing play called and Jalen decides not to do it, which aligns with what you were just saying. He is maybe afraid to make the play because he's afraid of the turnover. And he hasn't thrown an interception in several games now. I'm knocking on wood as I say that. So that part is working, but to the detriment of the rest of the passing game.
Yeah, and that's where they have to sort of find a balance. I think they recognize there are some limitations there, but they're trying to give him plays where you can be successful, right? So if I look at the 20 to 22 passing plays that were called and I just go through the passing routes on the plays, I'm saying to myself, there were plays there to be made if you just make the throw, and then this wouldn't even be a conversation. You may be looking at another 120 yards in passing if you just make the play.
What? And,
right?
And
like
by
the play
way,
that's
it,
there.
It's probably 30 pass plays that are called.
Right.
Because he's sacked four times, and he's thrown the ball away
and
four or five times.
He's checking out of plays.
He's checking out of plays, and he's run and he's scrambling.
That's a good point.
So I think they're probably calling 30 pass plays or however many.
Good point.
Oh, go ahead, Kim.
My husband is so sick of hearing me yell, look at the center of the field. He's wide open. You know, just as you're saying, there are so many times where he's picking up maybe just the first read, decides it's not safe, and then maybe takes off on foot or does something else. And, right, especially watching the games back, it's so frustrating.
Oh, that's when it gets to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I do my little Tuesday morning playback, I'm like, oh, God, there's a play right here. Here's what they're talking about.
Well, I also think that apprehension is part of why the ball gets there late. So many times. You know, there was the one to Dotson this week, and I think even the week before when he threw it to Campbell, it was and when you throw just a half second late.
That's all it takes.
It's got to be a half second early, you know, on some level. Kimberly, for next question today, you want to give us a fraud?
Sure. I'm going to go with Millie Vanilli.
Oh, that's a great one.
That is a good one.
That's good. I like their songs.
Oh, come on. Blame It
Before
on the Rain.
Before I found out that they were frauds, yeah.
Well, they're still great songs. Thank you, Kimberly. Yeah, it's a good, good luck this week.
They're still great songs. Yeah.
Blame It on the Rain. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. What
that
a
girl, you know it's true.
Yes, on, both.
Man. What are you in there cracking up at, man?
I was trying to piece together who Milli Vanilli was. And I didn't know if it was the guy that got his ribs removed.
Who was that?
What?
That's the singer that got his ribs removed.
Are you talking about Marilyn Manson?
He never actually did that.
God. That was not a thing that happened. There was a rumor that he got his ribs removed so he could do a certain thing.
Okay, I have no idea what this is
about. It is not true. There was also, by the way, the rumor that Marilyn Manson was actually Paul Pfeiffer from the Wonder Years. That was also a Marilyn Manson rumor.
There's a lot of rumors about this. That's not Milli Vanilli.
No, okay. Milli Vanilli was the two guys with the long braids who
dreads.
No, I don't think it was dreads.
Oh, they were.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever it was, it was dreads. They did these synchronized dances, and they had these huge pop songs.
Yeah,
they were huge.
They were good.
But
man.
Then everyone found out they weren't the ones singing on the record.
Yes.
So
there's actually video. They got if you go to YouTube. There's video of when the record skipped.
Yes.
And everybody discovered that they were lip syncing.
Yeah. Robin Fab.
By the way. Who doesn't lip sync songs now?
Dude, that used to be a huge scandal. Was it Ashley Simpson?
She was on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. Yeah,
that was a great moment. That was hilarious.
That was about as bad as Milli Vanilli.
Yes. So one of them passed away.
By the way, my fraud. I was trying to hold off. I can't find a bigger fraud than LeBron.
Yes. We have JJ and LeBron covered.
I couldn't find a bigger fraud than LeBron, man. So I love it.
He is fraudulent. Yeah. By the way, he is not with the team today in excused personal absence. You know what that means.
He's loading up.
He's in Miami. Or did you see something that Kendrick Perkins said? This is Lakers in 50. Guy Kendrick Perkins said that if LeBron wants a trade, the Lakers will not stand in the way. Can you imagine? LeBron makes them draft his son, makes them hire his podcast partner as coach, and then demands a trade to the Warriors.
That's LeBron.
Yep. Oh, man. Go right ahead,
LeBron.
What a moment.
Well, listen, I saw a whole podcast with Brendan Haywood of the Cavs talking about how great of a winner LeBron was, how he taught that whole team how to win.
Isn't that guy a ref? I think he became.
Is he an official now?
Maybe it's not Brendan.
No, you're talking about Haywood.
Haywood Workman.
Haywood Workman.
Yeah, I'm talking about Haywood Workman. Yeah. Different Haywood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever happened to the name Haywood?
And just to wrap up Milli Vanilli.
That's a good name. I might name number two that.
You got to stop calling him number two. That's not a good nickname for your son.
Yes.
So one of the two, Rob and Fab of Milli Vanilli, passed away. But the other one is touring, doing the songs now, and can actually sing a little bit now.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels good. Jack, you wanna give us an update on the baseball
team? It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So at about 1:55, it came down that the Red Sox completed a trade for Garrett Crochet.
Yeah,
Garrett Crochet, you know, I thought was a force multiplier, was going to be a top 10 pitcher in the AL this year. So a really good player. And it just kind of takes down another name of a potential difference maker for the Phillies. You know, like there is a report out there from Joel Sherman earlier today that they are pursuing a trade for Kyle Tucker. We'll see.
That would be a big trade.
It'd be huge. Yankees, yeah. Cubs, Giants, Phillies. The problem is that Kyle Tucker has 1 year before a contract.
Yep.
And are they going to let him hit free agency? Or are you going to?
Or are you going to hand over prospects for 1 year like the Yankees just did?
Like the Yankees just did, and then lose him after the year. Or paying whatever it takes, handing out another $350 million plus contract. I guess I'd be surprised. I would do it, obviously, but I would be surprised.
The other thing, you mentioned them wanting to extend the window, Jack. The other thing that you have to worry about, or not worry about, but ask yourself, is have they hit their ceiling on what they want to spend on payroll? Is this team just, they can't, from a financial perspective, they can't compete with the Mets, they can't compete with the Yankees, they can't compete with the Dodgers. And you wonder if they're looking at all these things, a lot of these things, the Bregmans of the world, even Crochet, are going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, crochet, you're gonna not have to, as much, but yeah.
But you're gonna, it's going to cost you 7 years.
Be in the 180s.
Yeah. $200 million.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see if they get in the Kyle Tucker sweepstakes. You're starting to go down the list here of, all right, well, what's their move? And, you know, I guess they were on the list for Nolan Arenado yesterday. That would be, for me, a disaster. He's, like, used to be a great defensive player. I would hope they wouldn't trade for him. It seems like they only trade for him if Alec Bohm is actually on the table. I guess I understand not wanting to put Aiden Miller in the package for Garrett Crochet. That's what it would have taken. You know, the Red Sox traded their equivalent of Aiden Miller, but they have other Aiden Millers to get Garrett Crochet. I guess it's just more frustration. It's frustration that it's starting to sink in that they might be able to trade for, like, Saya Suzuki, who I think is a good player. But getting a difference maker outside of Kyle Tucker trade feels like it's not going to happen.
And they're not going to get the Japanese pitcher who just posted yesterday.
Saki, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they want him.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to get him. I mean, that's another... Well, it's actually not a huge contract because it's not international. It's only international signing bonus.
You saw his agent say he might do better in a small or medium market. Which,
I'll be small market. Well, if we can get Roki Sasaki, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
I don't think it's happening either. So the Garrett Crochet thing is dead. And, I mean, we'll see where they go from here. But the fact that they're starting to leak about Bohm coming back, they're getting that message out there. Scott Boras confirmed
leak.
That.
Yeah.
Well,
they said it. Yeah, Rob Thompson said it.
Scott Boras said it.
Scott Boras said it
earlier today.
And can I, but before we get back to the Eagles, and I don't know if you have another item here.
No, that was mostly it. Yeah.
The Bohm thing, I have to criticize for how sloppy this is. This was sloppy. If you're going to leak out that Bohm is available for trade, what you have to immediately do is lie publicly that he's not. You have to do it. And you're going to laugh at me. One expert thing that Maury does is when the rumors start coming out that one of his key players is available, he just publicly lies and says, I'm not going to trade that player. He did it with Ben Simmons. He did it with Chris Paul. He will lie. Because in the instance where you have to bring that player back, you can't have the only thing that's been public for 6 weeks that you want to trade the guy. And would all agree, even though I think we're all at different levels of the how much we like Alec Bohm spectrum, he is not the personality that is going to deal particularly well with a guy like him.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
You would think they would handle it differently for that reason primarily.
Just lie! Yeah. Lie!
It's very easy. Every team does it.
Yes.
You left him out there for 2.5 months, or a month and a half, dangling of he's going to be gone, he's going to be gone, he's going to be gone. There's rumors every day he's going
to
be gone.
That being said, his attitude, is he happy to be staying, or is he pissed off that he was in trade rumors?
Well, no. But
what do you...
What's your gut?
Yeah, what's your gut?
Well, my gut would be I don't think he's going to handle it very well.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I think differently.
He's got a contract to play for.
Yeah. I think he likes being here. Like, do you get the sense Alec Bohm doesn't want to be here? In other words, he's probably relieved that he's not getting traded versus I'm upset that my name was mentioned in trade rumors.
I think he probably likes the clubhouse, and I think his first reaction about being here in this town is probably a little more mixed than the clubhouse. He just, I don't think...
That's two different things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think those are, they both go into it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would be miserable if he got traded to another place, but I think he's comfortable with the manager. He's comfortable with the... But that, to me, that's part of the problem is that the bad parts of him from a personality standpoint were just sort of like... Everybody just, like, let it happen. You know, when they're winning by 10 runs and he's crying in the dugout because he's 0-for-5, like, the temper tantrum in the playoffs, like, none of that stuff got, like, he never got called on the carpet for that sort of stuff. So I think he's comfortable, but he's almost, like, comfortable for I don't want him to be so comfortable being that way. So
but I'd rather him be, if he's going to be here.
Well, if he's going to be here.
I'd rather him be happy that he's amongst players that he likes versus going somewhere different. Like, his issue with fans is different than how he's viewed in the clubhouse.
And
I don't know. Is he liked in the clubhouse? Liked by his teammates?
It. Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah. That would be hard for me to want to leave. And it's the only thing I've known.
It also doesn't prevent them from trading him at the deadline if he's having a guy on an expiring deal, you know, who's having a productive season.
Well, he's not expiring.
I thought he had one more year.
Well, he's got this year and then another.
Oh, I didn't know he had 2 more years. All right. And he's at like $9 million or something, right?
Yeah,
something like
around
that.
Eight. Yeah.
And then unrestricted after 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Not ARB eligible or anything.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. Other than the pitchers, he's probably a third best player. If not, he's arguably a second best player.
Hmm.
For me, he's not better than Schwarber, but.
Okay, and that's fine. But so then, is he worse than three?
I think Trey's better.
Yeah, I think Trey's better too.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Based on what?
I mean, I think
is
he's
a better,
better
defender?
No, but I would say they're probably about equal. Bohm took a step back defensively last year, I thought.
Bohm's a better defender than Trey Turner.
Sure, but that neither are like Gold Glovers.
Yeah, okay, and one doesn't make $300 million either.
Well, you're just saying as far as a good – I put the money aside for a second.
Well,
I'm just talking about
how – Now we're putting money aside.
Well, no.
Yeah.
You said he was the third best player. I don't think he was the third best player, but
okay,
I would say fourth.
So you're telling me there's a noticeable difference between him and Trey Turner as players?
I think so.
Oh, I don't really see it.
I mean, Trey hits for more power, can steal bases, and hits for the same average. I mean,
He hits for more power by what, 4 home runs? 4 or 5 home runs. I know last year Alec Bohm didn't hit a ton of home runs.
He had 12 last year.
Alec Bohm is a better hitter in clutch situations. I think he's a better hitter in driving in runs. Like, these are things I think Alec Bohm does better than Trey Turner.
Well, if Trey Turner, if I
had a guy at the plate, I would trust Alec Bohm at the plate more than I would Trey Turner.
Well, I would hate to make that decision, actually. That would be the last decision I would want to make. But
well,
I.
They're on a team.
Yeah, I'm saying I would. I'm not a huge Trey guy either, but I think Trey's a better player than Alec Bohm. Maybe it's not by leaps and bounds. I think we're whatever it is, we're talking about the third and fourth, however we'd rank them, right? I mean,
okay,
yeah. So regardless, we're talking about third or fourth. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Happy Fraud Day, man.
Happy Fraud Day, Chris.
Oh, I thought he said Happy Father's Day. I'm like, what?
Did I forget something?
Not yet. Not yet. I like to. Request permission to cook.
Cook?
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Attention to the Excuse Club. They're also AKA the Jalen Fan Club. If you little children out there, you may want to, you know, turn off the station or turn it down, because this is not going to be a safe space for you. I am so sick and tired of listening to these people whine and complain and make every excuse in the book for Jalen. I'm done with it. Steichen was promoted to a head coach, okay? That's why he got promoted. Brian Johnson was the handpicked guy. This was Jalen's guy, the guy Jalen wanted. We had to give him the man that he wanted, that was his quarterback coach, and he got him fired because his play was terrible last year. Then we bring in Kellen Moore, and we all think Kellen's going to save the day because Kellen's got a history of taking Dak and having Dak play at MVP level. And now Kellen's got to scale his playbook. He can't have him under center because Jalen can't take a snap under center unless he's doing a tush push, because that's the only play he can reliable run from under center is a tush push. And this nonsense about, oh, it's a new team, it's new coordinators, everything. Okay, it's Jalen Excuse Fan Club. Sam Darnold, explain it to me. He's got a new coordinator. He's got an entirely new team. And he's got Justin Jefferson, but he doesn't have the weaponry that Jalen Hurts has and A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and Saquon Barkley in the backfield. Who else has new coordinators? I don't ever want to hear these people comparing him to Joe Burrow, okay? Joe Burrow's got a brand new offensive coordinator. He's looking pretty good, okay? No defense there, but that offense is humming along with Joe Burrow. Josh Allen is the front runner for the MVP. He has a brand new offensive coordinator. Now, the guy took over 9 years into last season, but it doesn't matter. That man lost all of his wide receivers this year, and what is he doing? He's leading the race, okay? He's in his head. What is this? Is he a child? Grow up. You got a $200 million plus contract. You're an NFL player. I don't want to hear you're in your head, okay? He's got the best offensive line, best talent around him in franchise history. Donovan would have killed for this, what he has. And Eagles quarterback, even the Bronco would have killed for it. And you know what? This nonsense that I'm hearing now that he's intentionally maybe not throwing the ball to a wide open A.J. Brown because he wants to act like a child? No, you're not going to do that. If that's what you're doing, you are what Chuck said you are. You're a bum, okay? This is the highest level of baby behavior from a grown man I've ever witnessed if that's what he's doing. So you know what, guys? I'm going to leave you with this, and thank you for the stage. My fraud, he fooled me for years, but he's finally exposed himself. My fraud is Jalen Hurts. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, a mic drop call from Chris in Middletown?
We're doing Jalen Hurts as a fraud?
Well.
Well, I tell you, listen.
Big answer, right?
Look, I just let the caller say what they want to say.
Yeah, I notice that with certain callers. I notice that. Let me just say, and it's hard to jump in and try to defend, even though I think Chris is a little over the top with it. But there is criticism that's valid. I don't think anybody can deny that he needs to play better in the passing game, and he needs to do more in the passing game. But let me give a little pushback. There's a fine line between holding the offense back from reaching its full potential and hurting the offense. I don't think Jalen Hurts is hurting the offense. I don't. They won 9 straight games. Like other than giving me yardage, there's nothing else you can tell me where you could be like, he's hurting the offense. Now, holding it back by not being confident and executing plays that are there, well, there's enough positive that he does in the game as well to combat those few plays where we see AJ is open. Like the run on third down where he ran for 35 yards, that isn't nothing. That led to the go-ahead touchdown, right? Like that led to the go-ahead touchdown. He's made plays on third downs in games, right? Key third down throws in New Orleans, right? Like he's done those things also against Baltimore. He made big plays down the stretch. The problem is that he's not without flaws. So he doesn't give you the game where we come away from the game saying, man, we got something special at the quarterback position.
Like the Josh Allen 6 touchdown.
Yeah, and I understand that. And I understand that. Listen.
Especially given what we thought 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's all the problem.
And what's around him.
Yeah. Yes.
And what's around him. Like, you got enough talent around you, so I get the frustration with it. But there has to be a little bit of balance there where we're like, we can't go over the top like Jalen isn't a part of the reason why we're winning.
Yeah, I think
this team is 11-2, and you're going to need him if we're going to win anything ultimately.
Yeah, I think that that's right. I think the context comes from we all expected this super dynamic offense.
Yeah, and I get it.
And it's
I did too.
You know, 40 yards and a cloud of dust. It's not really, and with all the weapons on there. But yes,
I get it. No, and I'm with you there. I have those same frustrations looking at the game, and that's where I don't fault AJ for being upset. And I don't view what AJ is frustrated with as some sort of selfish act that he just wants the ball. Part of it is AJ is saying, man, it doesn't have to be this hard. Like, we shouldn't have to work this hard to beat the Carolina Panthers. Like if we just execute the plays that are there, we'll smoke these guys. I mean, that's really what AJ is saying.
We shouldn't be an Xavier Leggett drop away from losing this game.
Right.
215-592-9494. Ike, I have good news for you.
Uh-oh, what we got?
Your favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is coming up next. Flyers.
What we got? Oh, 50. My man, Broads.
Yes.
Oh, man, come on, man. And it's coming off a good game. We need
big
it.
Win. Big win.
Ike is a Broadsman. So
yeah, I am a Broadsman.
We are your official Philadelphia Flyers radio show here in Philadelphia.
Just singled me out like you guys aren't.
Well,
I'm a huge Broadsman.
He doesn't say hi to me. I do this segment out of protest, under protest. I don't want to do the segment. He's disrespectful to me. But Ike loves it, and this is a team thing, so we'll do it. So have that, and your calls on the Eagles as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and it's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just remind you what's coming up. 4 o'clock, we have Baldy. Sometime between 4 and, 5:30, Jalen Hurts will speak. We'll bring you that. If A.J. Brown says anything, we will bring you that as well. And we'll be giving Creed tickets away at 4:30, though you will have to sing for them. Man, that Steelers game is going to be so huge this Sunday. But we are the official show of the Philadelphia Flyers here in Philadelphia. Nobody brings you more Flyers talk than this show. And we do it with Flyers and 50 with our guy Broads, Hunter Brody.
Broads!
You must be fired out, Broads.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Spike?
What?
How's everybody doing today?
Wow. Said hi to me. Wow.
You seem a little fired up there, Broads.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this team is the only team with their head on straight in the city right now, so it's a good feeling. One thing I'm focused on, truth be told, is keeping Mitch Kopf away from Howard Eskin and the Players Lounge. Okay.
Wow, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, no Mitch Kopf Players Lounge, no Mitch Kopf Show or Players Lounge. We gotta keep him out of the eye of the storm. However, Broads, yeah, Sixers 1-4-5.
No.
All right. Okay.
Get real.
All right. Are you?
Well, hold on. What? I'm not finished yet.
We haven't even started yet.
Yeah. It starts when we say it starts. Okay.
Whatever. I want this segment to be longer. It's so disrespected.
It's
like, listen, bros. You keep fighting for those minutes, man. You keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Broads. Okay. Do you want it to be 50 or zero? What are we doing here?
Uh-oh.
Well, it could be, I don't know, like 7 minutes.
No, you're out of your mind. Hit the thing, Jack. Don't.
Flyers in 50 minutes with Hunter Brody.
Wait a minute.
Whoa! Who did that?
Get out of here.
This is unbelievable. Where do I begin? I have so much time.
You don't.
I can actually slow myself down here. So I may take this nice, long, methodical approach of looking at this fantastic hockey team, Ike, and I know you appreciate that.
I do.
But let me tell you something. Matvei Michkov is such a legend that he's signing water bottles after he gets kicked out of a game and saying what's up to the fans. I mean, that's absurd. He's also potting 27 points in 27 games, 3 assists against Florida, 2 of those coming to Owen Tippett in 25 seconds. What? That's disgusting. Then he scores 2 goals in the first period against the Boston Bruins. Now, did they unfortunately get away with, maybe having some failures in those games? Maybe. But it doesn't matter that they ruined a big lead late, because Mitch Kopf is a star, and that's what this season's all about. And then you see last night
what the hell's
Columbus.
The horn?
You're on the road. Hey, how about you turn your mic off again, please? I'm going. Turn that mic off, Jack. I don't want him speaking during my segment. Travis Konecny is scoring goals nonstop. Owen Tippett is just a beautiful
I have
weapon.
The mic button. Two
more. Score goes at will. Drysdale, welcome back to the lineup, my guy. You are playing some good quality minutes.
I'm talking. I want to talk.
All right, go ahead. What do you got? Is this
no, I want to hear the whole
line. Oh, good. Keep it up. I can keep going. I know John Tortorella benched some guys when we were still in the thick of trying to win some games, and some Flyers fans didn't necessarily like it. I didn't like it either, but I like the way this team bounced back yesterday in Columbus to snag 2 points, make a statement, and keep this thing rolling. Mitch Kopf is a star, damn it! He's a star!
This was an insurrection is what happened right here. In that,
I don't even know what that word means.
I never approved 50 minutes. I was begging for the horn, which came at 3 minutes or something. What is going on? All for a team that is in the 1 point out of the playoffs? What are we doing here?
Do not disrespect this team.
Okay. It's pretty exciting. I have to be honest. We all said this at the beginning of the year that if the excitement that having a young star like Michkov could bring if he lives up to the hype, which he has done so far, is something that I think the Flyers have missed for a while. And what they needed, aside from in the playoffs, is people to have some real hope. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like Michkov is living up to what we had hoped, and it can give you real hope for the franchise.
I gotta be honest. Better than I expected him to be.
Really?
I mean, this early in the season.
What's he, 20? Is he 20 or 19?
He was 19 and just turned 20. But, Ike, I mean, that means you're questioning my hockey knowledge.
No.
You know, since we drafted him. So what are we doing here? I thought we were on the same team.
No, we are. And I am not questioning your hockey knowledge. But what I am questioning, Broads, is the overall excitement that the fan base can get about a young player before he actually does something. So I sort of lowered my expectations, even though I was hearing all these positive things. But it made me intrigued about him this year. And like I said, he's already, to me, he surpassed it. You're talking about game-winning goals, what he does in overtime. I mean, coming back from being benched, overcoming that adversity from Tortorella. Maybe we do have something here. Maybe we do have something here to get excited about. Now, I don't really like the number 39, but you know what? When you're good, you can make any number look good.
That's right. Yeah, Russians can do whatever they want when they light the lamp like this. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I know he's better than Jared McCain. That's for sure.
Took a shot at Jared McCain.
I like McCain, but, you know, I got to keep this Flyers-Sixers rivalry going a little bit.
Well, there's only one side of this that cares about the rivalry, and it's you little the maggots that
the
are
Flyers.
Flyers fans are so mad at basketball all the time. I can't figure out why. You know what I think, Broads? I think one day for Flyers in 50, you come into the studio, and we have an official truce between Sixers fans and Flyers fans. So we're all Philadelphians. Well, Flyers fans, South Jerseyans, and Northeast people.
Oh, but
you know what I mean. And Delco, all Philadelphians. I think we have the Flyers-Sixers truce here on the show at some point.
Wow, I actually love that idea. And I'll talk to my people. You can talk to your people, and we can see if we can make this work.
All right. Okay, Broads, when are you on the air again?
So I've been filling in for John Johnson this whole week. So I've been doing snack of the night. Last night was my first.
riveting content there.
Snack of the night. I went for it. But, yeah, I've been filling in for John Johnson overnights this week, and it's been a blast. So I'll be on this morning, tomorrow morning, I guess, 2 to 6 a.m.
Well, now, wait. When you fill in for John Johnson, do you have to take one of those little special
Blue Chew before
you start?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
You know, John does the whole show on Blue Chew.
People have been calling for that. They said to check the drawers and see if they can pop one and talk Flyers hockey.
That's, you know, it's good.
Something I thought about.
Well, we do have this high, you know, counter here in the studio. So if you're standing, you're clear. So.
Oh.
Holy cow,
man.
You
know where to go from here.
All right. All right, Broads, you can check Broads out in the overnight. And if you get up early before the WIP morning show, you can hear him then. And you can follow him on Twitter at Broads81. Good job, Broads.
Appreciate it, brother.
Now, everyone complains about – I want a little message to our Flyers fan friends and listeners of the show.
Yes, Flyers family.
I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. It's Flyers in 50. That was 9 minutes. It was 9 minutes.
And it was an inside job.
Yes. Well, that part I'm going to talk to you guys afterwards. And
well,
battle.
I get nothing to do with it.
I never do. Yes.
Well, Ike was thrilled.
Yes,
are you
exactly,
kidding me?
Well, I knew it would be. That's why I told.
This guy over here, Mr. Flyer over here, Mr. Pucks, Ikey Pucks. The Twitter question today.
Hey, man, recognize we got a winner in town.
Yeah,
man.
We sure do. Well, a win sometimes, but Michkov is a winner. I'll tell you that. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to change their offense after the AJ comments? Throw more or no? Stick with running. 67% say stick with the run game, and 33% say throw more. I don't think anyone who is saying to throw more is saying to not
all
have
of a
this
sudden,
be.
Yeah,
I think we all agree this should be a run focused offense. And something that we've stumbled upon, just I think as we've been talking it through, is the amount of pass plays they call compared to the amount of pass plays that actually end in passes is a different number. when you consider the sacks, a lot of time is him holding the ball too long, him escaping the pocket maybe early and scrambling. So there are probably a lot more pass plays there where there are throws open that he could make that maybe have the number with him throwing it 26 times or 27 times rather than the 18 or 20 that we've seen over the last several games.
Yeah, and there's no way that they don't see this on film.
They have to.
Yeah. There's no way they don't see this on film. Everybody else sees it. They see it.
Yeah, I always say that with football. If I can see it. You know what I mean? If I can see it, there's no way they don't see it. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Yo, so here's the thing, man. With the whole AJ thing and Jalen, I don't need them to throw it, like not run the ball more. I just need them to make the throws that's there. Mm-hmm. They call enough pass plays. The problem is he's not pulling the trigger when it's there. That's the issue.
Yeah.
I don't even think he was mad. Like sometimes I hear a lot of people sitting there talk about, oh, he a diva and he want the ball, this, that, and the third. No. They calling the plays. They running the plays the way it's supposed to be. They're open. The one thing that's not working is he's not pulling the
quarterback
the
throwing the ball, yeah.
That's it. Yep. It ain't even throwing bad plays, throwing bad passes. Some reason he ain't pulling the trigger. And I was telling Joe and him this morning, like, yo, I think it go back to that Atlanta game when Devontae didn't run across in the end zone, didn't run across the safety Bates' face, and he threw it thinking Devontae was going to be there, and he threw an interception in the end zone. And I think that was part of the reason of the turning the ball over.
You mean the Saints game?
Yeah, I thought that was Atlanta at home. Did he
throw an interception against Atlanta?
Yeah, in that final drive, he threw the interception.
He's talking about one in the end zone.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
I'll take that back. No, you're right, because that was Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, it's Matthew, right? Yeah, it was a Saints game. Yeah. I knew what you were talking about, though. I knew what you were saying, yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, yo, but you can't quarterbacks throw interceptions, man.
It happens, yes.
It's your fault.
Yep.
Like, as long as you doing, you know how y'all be like, and it's turnover-worthy plays.
Right.
That's not a turnover-worthy play to me. That's a timing play that ain't on you. You can't think like that, man. You got to kind of be like J.J. Redick. You got to keep taking a shot.
You got to let it go, man. No, seriously, you do.
You got to, that's, and I think that's the issue that the receivers, because it ain't just A.J. My man Mike Skelsilski put it up there. If you be in the lock, this is what he wrote. Y'all coworker, he said, if you look, be in the locker room, Devontae be frustrated too.
Right.
Now, he may not have voiced it, but just like y'all said, people saying, AJ, it might have been good that BG put that out there. Who knows that they...
Oh, yeah, AJ is speaking for everybody in the damn passing game.
Oh, yeah, because I seen Dallas Goedert be pissed too.
Yep, yep.
So, like, yep. I'm just tired of everybody always saying it's a diva thing.
Yeah.
He did the ball 15 times. Because I've seen him just as happy when Devontae scored a touchdown. I've seen him happy when Saquon scored a touchdown.
I agree.
So I just don't agree.
I don't think it has anything to do with being a diva also. I really don't. I think it's they've accepted that they're going to get limited opportunities, but it's frustration when those limited opportunities are available and you don't take advantage of it. Like it's like, okay, it's one thing you want me to, we're going to throw the ball just 20 times, 25 times a game. All right. But when the plays are there, you got to connect on the plays. You got to at least throw the football to give me an opportunity. If you want me to continue to go out here and block and do what I'm supposed to do as a teammate, then you got to feed me a little bit too. And we can't ask to have these caliber of players and then be upset when they want the football. Like, when you're that good, you're going to want the football.
And
yes, you're just going to want the ball.
By the way, when we compare him, whether you compare him to Josh Allen or Jared Goff or Lamar Jackson, whatever, and everybody says, well, they don't have 35 pass attempts. And most times you're right. The difference is like a typical Goff line, you'll look at it and it'll be 21 of 25 for 263 yards and two touchdowns. Our lines don't look like that. So what they're doing a better job of is making those limited attempts count in a way that I don't think we've done with our passing game here. So,
and I'll say this again: this isn't AJ after one game, in my opinion. This is AJ after several games where he finally said, "You know what? You ask me about what we can improve upon or what needs to be worked on. I forget the way Elliot phrased the question, but he told you passing, which is exactly what everyone else is thinking.
Right. We've been thinking for games.
Exactly,
now.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Bobby in Fishtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
How's it going, fellas?
Yes.
What's up, Bobby?
Like I said, keep running the ball, but you can pass it a little more. There ain't nothing wrong with passing it. You know, you had a bad day. So just practice when you're throwing and just try it out next week with the Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Ike?
If
you're passing,
I was really trying to. I was going to ask him to repeat it, but.
Well, Bobby, I think you have a good point. Are you saying they should pass it or run it, though?
I'd say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep running it.
But sometimes.
Let Saquon get his record.
Yeah.
Not Saquon.
Run it a little bit more, you know?
So you're saying they should run it, but at times they should pass it.
Yeah.
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 Bobby, what have you been up to today, man?
He's having a good day on passing it, then
keep going.
You know, you have your off days, and last week he definitely had an off day.
Were you off today, Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell you're enjoying your day off today.
What are you doing today? What are you doing on your day off here, Bobby?
Right now, I'm just sitting in my truck.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord.
No, maybe not. Well, you could sit there. Yeah. Leave the keys in the house.
You got the radio on and everything.
Yep.
I'm just sitting out in front of the house listening to you guys.
There you go.
I want to go in. Yet the old ball and chain is in there, ain't she?
Yeah.
You ain't ready to go in there yet. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it. The same Stouffer's TV dinner waiting on you. You mad as hell. You're like, man, damn this, man.
It happens.
Ain't no game on tonight or nothing. Like, yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah, might as well just sit there. Right.
Exactly.
In the car.
You know you're forced to watch movie night tonight. You know that's what you're really forced to do. Yep.
You know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You might get lucky tonight, though, Bobby.
I'm in my 50s, so that would be great.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah.
Right, stay alert, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I don't want you to turn the key in that, no ignition. Keep it away from the ignition. All right.
I'm already parked. I'm in the city. So,
my guy.
Parking is so bad. So
yeah. Fishtown parking sucks.
They still make cars with ignitions.
You'd rather than a button?
Yes.
Yeah. Do that.
Well, they don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
But they still exist.
Yeah. All right, Bobby. Thank you, man. Be safe.
Yeah, that's the better way of putting it.
Safe.
Those cars do still exist, but you're right. They don't make them anymore.
There's a guy on my street who every morning when I'm taking a walk and in the evening is sitting in his car, in his driveway, smoking cigarettes, listening to whatever.
She won't let him smoke in the house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I miss the turnkey ignition. There's something about it. I don't like that. I'm not a big...
What do you know about turning a key?
My car's turnkey.
No, I mean, he's 20.
But that was cars, man. That was like when you didn't know it was going to turn on or not. Like, well, that's exhilarating.
I like the feeling when you turn the key. It feels like you're doing something as opposed to pressing the button.
You jam it in there, twist it. Like, that's a car.
Yeah.
It's nonsense where it's press the button and start. That's not exhilarating at all.
No. I think I'm going to go home. When I get home tonight, I think I'm
going to... Feel that engine?
Yeah.
Growl.
I think when I get home tonight, and I wouldn't recommend, cigarettes are bad for you, but I think, and I don't smoke.
Yes, I would imagine.
I don't smoke, but I think I'm going to get home, and before I go in the house,
sit in the driveway.
I'm going to sit in the driveway, listen to music, and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. Sit there. You come in that house smelling like a cigarette, Val's going to kill you.
Dude, she will look at me like I'm insane. Like I'm insane. Brian, we have Baldy with us every Wednesday. A big, very, very big 4 o'clock plus hour coming on the show. Baldy joins us at 4. Jalen speaks at some point between 4:15 and 5:30. We will bring that to you live when Jalen talks. We will bring to you any sound if AJ talks in the locker room. And we have a pair of Creed tickets to give away at 4:30 for July 12th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Our practice was awkward today.
You think?
They didn't get this out of the way yesterday. It probably was awkward today.
BG hanging out, greeting everybody up front.
You think a key card works?
Yeah. High fiving everybody as they go on the practice field. Like, go get them, boys.
Yep. You think AJ walked past and gave him a little tap?
Well, I don't know about that one. Yeah. I don't know how that might have worked. I don't know, man.
Baldy joins us next. But the Brandon Graham show on Monday, I joked about it, is going to be the most listened to Brandon Graham show in the history of this radio station. I can tell you, everyone's going to be tuning in.
We won't be breaking at 5:57.
No. You noticed? There's Jack noticing. All right, Baldy's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.